Horror Radio. Let's ride.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yo, this the boss, Kid Chronicles, and you're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Come ride with the team, with the host, Carter Mafioso, Miss Chief, Angelica Skurs, Stobaz Music, E-Dub, Just KP, Peter Lay the Boss, Razor, Young Nuff, and DJ Sergeant Rod. We are Reality Radio, groundhardradio.com. Straight up from the gator, turn up for a motherfucking check. My team's still better than yours, nigga. Stop the fuck. They should have never gave them any money. Ma.
It's your boy Jit Chronicles, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode, another edition of Grind Hard Radio. I'm in the building with the host and the president of GHR, Carter Mafioso, aka Face Mob, the Hood Loud King, better known as the God, Divine You. What it do, big bro? Mob.
Time. What up, world? It's your boy Carter Mafioso, aka Face Mob, the Hood Loud King, better known as the God Divine Universal. About to turn it up with my team, my squad, Team GHR and the Black Larry King. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Next up on the squad, man. Next up on the microphone, representing that 904, the Queen of Duval and the Trill Queen of Grind Hard Radio, it's your girl, Angelica Scurry, a.k.a. Miss Angel 904. What it do, Trill Queen?
Hey!
Turn up.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl Angelica Scurry, aka Miss Angel 904, representing that Duval straight out of the 904. Hey, we got a hot show tonight with our boy Kobe, representing that 904 in Short Fuse Studios, based out of downtown Jacksonville. It's going down for Throwdown Thursdays. Grind Hard Radio, y'all ain't ready. Let's get it.
That's what's up, man.
Hey.
Loving the energy tonight. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone. We're going to take this motherfucker to the West Coast, because it's the best coast. Representing that team, no filter, bass fresh like a motherfucker. It's the main man, Dope Ass Music, live in the building. What it do, fam, blam?
And now introducing Grind Hard Radio.
Mom, that's what that's what it is. We got to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to keep it on the West Coast. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that 619. Now, it ain't Beat Shop. You know what I'm saying? It's the Smoke Break Records. You know what I'm saying? It's the motherfucking good neighbor. It's your boy, Peter Lay, the boss, back in the building in full effect. What it do, broski?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm in the building. We in the building.
My bro,
they in the building. Hey,
Peter later ball.
Turn up. Grind Hard Radio was on right now.
Let's get it. That's what's up, man. Mob. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take this bitch all the way down to Mississippi. Representing that 228. It's the 228 boy himself. It's your boy, E-Dub, in the building.
E-Dizzle.
What it do, player pimp?
Why? What's happening? It's your boy E-Dub, man. Just shout out to the whole team, man. Shout out to everybody that tuned in to Grind Hard Radio. Turned up Thursdays, man. Y'all already know how we coming, man. We finna get lit. Let's get it, baby. Let's go.
Let's get it. That's what's up, man. That's what it is. Next up on the squad, we squad deep tonight. Next up on the motherfucking microphone, another 228 representing that Mississippi movement. It's our motherfucking resident DJ Sergeant Rock. What it do, big pimp?
Hey, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? And you already know, Mob Trill. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we right back at y'all ass with the motherfucking gangsterling. You know what I'm saying? You are now listening to another fire-ass episode of Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm talking about? So I want everybody to kick back. I want everybody to relax. You know what I'm saying? Get your blunts, get your drink. You know what I'm saying? If you don't do nothing, you can do that too. You know what I'm saying? And please don't forget, we run the Matrix round this raggedy ass bitch. Yo, Jit, let's go off, man. You know what I'm saying? But we ready to turn up, Trill.
Turn me up, DJ Sergeant Rock. That's what's up, my nigga. We got a hot-ass show for y'all tonight. You know what I'm saying? We got an exclusive live interview with independent recording artist. Your boy Kobe gonna be in the motherfucking building. We can't wait to chop it up with him. DJ Sergeant Rock, Big Broski, what's the topic for tonight, man?
Oh, man, tonight's Grind Hard Radio real-life topic. T.I. goes off on TMZ for leaking information about his sister Precious. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so you definitely don't want to miss that. You know what I'm saying?
I want to know what y'all think about that. It's going to be epic, so you know what to do, man.
Trill.
If you're on phone lines, make sure you hit us up, 323-693-3043. And if you're online, you can hit us up in on Grind Hard Radio chat rooms. I'm going to hit y'all with a few tracks, man, and we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to take it back one time. This your boy, Dope Ass Music, featuring Nah Black with What You Know About It. Grind Hard Radio, turn up Thursdays. Turn up for
Trill.
A motherfucking check. Ma.
You now tune in to another episode of Grind Hard Radio with your host, Jit Chronicles. Got a mafioso, Miss Cheesy, Miss Angel 904, DJ Sajay Rockafonia Black, Nah Black, Just Get P. Keep it moving like my
sliding through. Gassed up and I'm bent too. Picture me rolling down the avenue. Flipping like acrobats, stay back in that automatic. Lean back like Fat Joe. Head on the freeway, let's go. Cash bound like a money hound. Used to push work out of town, a greyhound. I'm too cool, I'm so old school. I'm all hard, live by them goon rules. Long live the bay, life's too short. Used to ride in them super sports. Now I ride hoes in boy shorts. No tats, but I'm inked up. Finish chain, so I'm linked up. Keep my cup full, no A cups.
Yeah. Ballin' the cons, don't make a show about it.
Word.
See me with a thought, I'm getting dough about it.
Word.
All of these bands, hunters, I throw about it. Stones never clouded, cup of powder, fuck you know about it. Ballin' the cons, don't make a show about it. See me with a thought, I'm getting dough about it.
Yeah.
All of these bands, hunters, I throw about it. Stones never clouded, cup of powder, fuck you know about it.
Who that, who that? Get my niggas a dap. Bumpin' and boppin' on the way to Bompton. Or hit the pipeline on the east side of Stockton.
Yeah.
I focus like a cat in the dark. Hit a mark like a dart with this fofo. Keep these bitches up in like 24. Poppin' collars and poppin' peas. Game related, got my father in me. Look like a square, but I shoot like a G. Shooters like polluters, leave you in the street. Pull up like BNPE. No mix of words like Hennessy. Straight to point like the letter Z. Keep it low for the popo. They wanna keep buzz popo. No longer about color, no more. Fuck your ring, so you think you're rich. One of the K, and you still a bitch.
Yo! Ballin' the cons, don't make a show about it.
Word.
See me with a thought, I'm getting dough about it.
Word.
All of these bands, hunters, I throw about it. Stones never clouded, cup of powder, fuck you know about it. Ballin' the cons, don't make a show about it. See me with a thought, I'm getting dough about it. All of these bands, hunters, I throw about it. Stones never clouded, cup of powder, fuck you know about it.
Yeah, what you know about it? What you know about it? Rock with me, what you know about it? No filters, what you know about it? That nigga dope, what you know about it? Run or die, fuck you know about it? Yeah.
You're live with the city's hottest DJ.
Yeah.
I've been grinding hard. I ain't on the yard. Yeah, I did my time. Yeah, I'm on my grind. Always gotta shine. Cause it's our time. I've been through all kind of things and I'm still grinding. With my nigga Jit, Cody Jit, Nixon. Yeah, it's like Nixon. Yeah, we getting paid. Presidential status. Gotta be the baddest. Yeah, ask a question. Ain't no second guessing. I'm on the top shelf. I'm on the top page. I'm in your winner page. I ain't your day. Gotta be hot. In a disregard, and I pull your whole card. And I ain't even worry about your squad. I never dodge, and I come so hard, and I come so quick. Lyrically, I'm the shit. Busting you in your shit. I be going hard. I've been here, I'm tolerated. Don't get it twisted, don't get it mistaken. Yeah, I be a boner. Yeah, I be a blower. Yeah, I keep it going. Like beat shop up on your block. Side rock, yeah, make it hot. Nigga know we on. Gotta, yeah, he flipped this. Smashing mob up on this. Check my wrist and check my flow. All about the metro. Yeah, we blowing in though. Yeah, we got that outdoor. Do it like Friday. Yeah, I'm on the highway. Catch up on the fucking port. Blowing like Newport. Yeah, we scorching flaming hot. Now they rock me getting it. Yeah, I stay be killing it. All the time be ripping shit. Everybody wanna know how I get paid. Everybody wanna know about the face. Dominating penetrate.
Girl Hard Radio.
Hood Lab Studio. Studio.
That right. Slow it down for my ladies.
I'm that chick fire. Air it out radio.
Air it
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. AirItOutRadio.net. Hey yo, Grind Hard Radio. Throw another
banger on.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah. Don't want nobody but you.
Alright, man, this is Ground Hard Radio. Make sure you check out the official website. That's groundhardradio.com. Make sure you subscribe so you can get all the latest updates. You can download the show for absolutely free on iTunes, and you can check us out in syndication on TapeSauce. That's TapeSauce.com. We also looking for some interns in 2019. So if you're serious about an internship with TapeSauce, you can go to TapeSauce.com/interns. Hit that sign up form. You know what I'm saying, man? Goddamn, Lil Jon need to go ahead and put your boy on the motherfucking remix. You know what I'm saying? I be playing that motherfucker. I know Mill Angel 904. Love that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, King, we gonna go ahead and run down this. Well, I'm waking up now. We gonna go ahead and run down this. We gonna run down that playlist real quick. You know what I'm saying? We started off the show. That was your boy Dope Ass Music featuring Nob Blight. With What You Know About It, you know what I'm saying? One of my favorite tracks. You know, some call them Young Nas, some call them Nas, like whatever works for you. But then we hit y'all with the Hood Loud King. That was your boy Carta Mafioso with All of a Sudden Remix. And of course, that last track was from your boy Lil Jon. And that was called Make Love, you know what I'm saying? So salute. True. I had to mix it up a little bit, you know, some little crunk shit. Then I wanted to throw something in there for Miss Angel 904. But nevertheless, team, we're going to go ahead and jump into the topic for tonight. We got about 25 minutes before, I guess, Kobe get in the building. Not Kobe Bryant, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? The real motherfucking Kobe. He's going to be in here in a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? We're going to chop it up with him. Miss Angel 904, I did not know he was from Duval. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of folks on the Ground Hard Radio Twitter, and they were like, hey, yo, that boy Kobe is fire. You know what I'm saying? So salute, and bro, we can't wait to talk to you. But nevertheless, team, we're going to jump into the topic for the night. And the way I came across this topic, I actually was on Google, and I saw the story, you know, T.I. Blast, TMZ, for, you know, putting out some shit about his sister died of cocaine. It was on Hip Hop News. early.com. I might be saying this shit wrong, whatever the case may be. I go to click the link and the story was gone. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't until I got back on Instagram that I found out, you know what I'm saying, TMZ started the story, you know, and I guess T.I. must have made them motherfuckers take it down. Nevertheless, team, I'm going to let y'all hear this clip real quick. It's about 6 minutes, so I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I want to know what y'all thoughts when the media take it too far. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all feel like he took it too far after y'all hear this? You know what I'm saying? Or do y'all feel like, shit, he in the public eye? You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers in your business. It is what it is. But I'm going to play this clip real quick, and y'all tell me what you think. We're going to have a roundtable discussion about it.
I really backed up off all of the live and the video messages and shit, man. J. Club, man. The shit kind of... shit got goddamn too motherfucking convoluted. But today, I have a message. I have a message for TMZ, Harvey Levin, and all of y'all motherfuckers out there who see fit to run a story about my loved one. You know, for a long time, TMZ and Harvey, y'all been profiting off of people's pain. You dig what I'm saying? Y'all been profiting off of people's pain. Alright? People die, people around them, the families who grieving. You know what I'm saying? Y'all putting information out there that really disrupts their grieving process. You understand? But see, for the most part, what we do is we look the other way. You know why? Because those people are celebrities. And nobody feels sorry for celebrities. They're rich. They live the life that they want. They live a way that nobody else can live. Why should we feel sorry for them? Yeah, I get that. So whenever you say something about me, you dig what I'm saying? I don't even really, man, you know, I just go cry in a bag of money. You know what I'm saying? That's my strategy. But this is my family. This ain't no motherfucking celebrity. This ain't no motherfucking superstar. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm going to tell you what we going to do. Now, as long as you've known me, Harvey, I've been respectful. I've been cordial. I've been polite. I've been kind. I've been fair. You just burned that bridge. I hope your story was worth it. You just burned the bridge to not just me, everybody around me, all my family. Anybody who stand with me, anybody who stood with Precious, will not stand with you. That go for the Deltas. Deltas, I need all y'all stand the fuck up. Okay? They go for all of the children in the communities that she taught, that she mentored. Okay? They go for all the generations from, she is 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s to now. Everybody, whoever was affected, whoever had any kind of love for my sister, man, stand up and fuck these people, man. I don't give a fuck about your story. So anybody else who follow behind them and run that story. Nigga, don't come in my, nigga, don't say shit to me ever. You hear me? Don't ask me for no quote, nigga, no picture, nigga, no goddamn interview, nigga, nothing. Not just me, anybody around me. Don't ask Tamika, don't ask Escape, don't ask Damani, don't ask King, nigga, don't ask nobody. Alright? Don't cut that TMZ shit on your TV. You understand what I'm saying? Don't cut that shit on your TV. Don't go online. If you follow them, unfollow them. Man, you...
All right, team, my bad. The clip was a little long, so I had to cut into it just a bit, you know what I'm saying? But I do feel like that we got enough to digest what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Again, I just want to throw it out there real quick. From what I heard on the news, you know, they said T.I.'s sister got in the car, was in the car. It crashed, and apparently she had a heart attack. You know, so now fast forward to now, you know, TMZ saying, you know, cocaine was found in her system. So my question that I'm posing to the team is, like, do y'all believe that the media is taking it too far? Like, when is too far too far? Or do y'all feel like, hey, it was in the news, they reported on it? You know what I'm saying? I want to start off with Miss Angel 904. What's your thoughts, baby? I had my damn self on mute.
Okay.
And apparently she does.
Trill. I'm saying trill.
Alrighty. Alright. I'm already exhausted. Let's not get me aggravated. Ms. Angel 904, you back there, baby? All right, we're gonna keep it moving.
Okay.
And we're gonna throw
or
it.
No.
Yeah, we're gonna throw it. Yeah, or no. I ain't even gonna drop the sound effect. We got your boy E Dub back in. It's all good. Blog Talk dropping everybody. I can't take myself off you. I don't know what the hell going on. Everything failing tonight, goddamn. But we're gonna keep it moving and we're gonna throw it to Carlos
right.
Mafioso. What's your thought on the topic, bro? Mob.
Or no.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my
yeah,
bad.
Twilight
my mute button was off. Y'all
like
hear
the fucking Twilight Zone.
Hey, we two for two.
Yo.
There you go.
My mute button was on. I'm up.
It's all good,
up,
bro.
Something tonight.
Everybody's on. Everybody's still on tonight.
Hey, mine
everybody.
On tonight. I'm on.
But
tonight,
go ahead, bro.
I'm on. Like I was saying, that's I would say like you said, you kind of like answered my question. I'm gonna answer the question, but you kind of answered or gave what I was going to do. Like I could see it both ways. Like I could see it like the media gonna be the media, point blank.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, and that's how they make that's how they feed their family. You know, off news. You know what I'm saying? We know as far as celebrities, that is anybody that's affiliated with a celebrity or anybody famous on any level, they become famous also. So he can't really get mad at anybody catching, you know what I'm saying? Put it like this. We know if anybody see, not even the media, let's just say if somebody see me getting my ass whipped in the grocery store, somebody either gonna record that shit or post that shit and be like, yo, Case got his ass whipped, or Kyler got his ass whipped in the food line or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they gonna post it, or you know, his people got shot, you know, and be like, damn, he ain't even, they be like, one of the people got killed or anything. You know, just slander or just say, you know, that hearsay information. So that's like what we do in society anyway. Now, I don't feel that they get, you know, no disrespect or nothing, but I don't feel just because that's his sister, she gets special privileges as far as like, you know, as anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be anybody's sister that happened to, and they was going to put it out there on the, what's the name? Now, if he had a relationship with TMZ like that and put it out there like that, then I feel like they crossed him, or, you know, like, he don't know UTI, you know what I mean? Like, TMZ, like, who the fuck is UTI? You know, to tell us what to air and what not to, you know, to air, whether it's good or bad, that's how they make their money. I feel they shouldn't have did it. I feel them airing it and not coming back saying that it was cocaine or whatever involved, I feel they shouldn't have did that. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, we got to think. Everybody famous, from R. Kelly to Bill Cosby to Michael Jackson to all the celebrities, drugs play a key factor of what went wrong or why things went bad because of the drugs. You see what I'm saying? So we need to do better ourselves as our people to watch our surroundings and, you know, be more responsible. You know what I'm saying? We all know we got our little whatever it is. It could be eat too much cake or eat too much food. You know, any kind of habit we got behind closed doors, and it should be kept behind closed doors. And when you take it outside of your house and into the street, that's what you're liable to get, you know, run into. Because, you know, the streets is, ain't no love in the streets, ain't no friends in the streets. So it's a doggy dog world, you know, when it comes to that. So I felt like, yeah, they was wrong, but I felt like that was a big check for them. That's how they get their ratings. That's how, you know, you got to look at them on their side and their business. You know what I'm saying? That's what they looking for. Last month, or since Nipsey Hussle, probably been the last big thing or something. You know what I'm saying? So it's fucked up, but hey, that's the game. Doggy dog world.
I feel you on that, bro. That was some real nigga shit. I salute it. I salute that, bro. That was real. All right, team, we're going to keep it moving, and we're going to throw it to your boy Dope Ass Music.
Okay, let me think how I feel about it. Number one, if there wasn't a market for it, then people care about other people's stuff. That's why we got so many reality shows. That's why, what's that Kardashian's name that's married to Travis Scott? She's a damn billionaire. She has no actual talent, but she's a billionaire because people care about what's going on in her life. Right. That's it. So, T.I., if your sister wasn't doing cocaine and crashing, I know it's a horrible thing, but at the end of the day, it wouldn't be newsworthy. So it's sort of like you can't be mad. I mean, I'd be more mad at my sister for crashing under the influence of cocaine than I would be at TMZ about broadcasting it.
That's deep. That's real. Because let me tell you like this, and I'm going to just, I'm going to intervene real quick, and I'm going to say this too. You know, when I first saw the story, because that's what made me click the link in the first place. You know what I'm saying? When I saw that, I'm like, God damn. And the site was called hiphopearly.com, you know what I'm saying, just to get that correct. When I clicked the link, like I said, the shit was gone. So the first thing I thought, I said, it's either one, two things. Either the shit true, and the nigga said take it down, or the shit ain't true, and the nigga said take that shit down. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't just TMZ. You know, it was some motherfuckers that started running the story after TMZ had posted it. You know what I'm saying? So whatever it was, he made everybody shut that shit down. You know, so dope. I feel where you're coming from. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, team. You know, it's just like I said, it's two ways. Either the shit true or either the shit ain't true. You know what I'm saying? But bro wanted that shit.
And now if it ain't true, if it ain't true, then go ahead and sue him for slander. Cool. No problem. I'm cool with that. They need to get their sources. But if it's true, why are you mad at TMZ for reporting it? Somebody's going to report it. But I mean, at the end of the day, if that's the way she died, it's not like they're laughing at her. It's not like they're saying, "Oh, well, good that she died," or that, or they don't care about you, you know, about the pain you're going through. They're just reporting, and you know, celebrity news. She's related to you. If I'm popular and my sister is in a drug rehab, I guarantee you they're going to say, "Is your family and your circle are attached to your fame?"
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
it's true. All right, that's what's up. No doubt. And for the record, you know, I'm back here sweating bullets and shit, but we experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm working on it, you know what I'm saying? Like, my whole shit shut down, and it wasn't Blog Talk. It was my shit, you know what I'm saying? So bear with me. If I put your ass on mute, you just stuck on mute till this shit get back up, you know what I'm saying? So I got to keep it running with the niggas that's not on mute. And I'm going to throw it to E-Dub if he's in the building. Sorry, team. I thought it'd be up by now and I could just play the shit off, but it's not. Just to let y'all know.
Okay.
Bear with us, though, folks.
Yeah.
So that's an Arnall on E-Dub. Do we got him? There we go.
Listen. Yeah, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. They want to be
check
the
on in
king.
There, nigga. Check in there, nigga. Come through. Slide through quick.
Trill.
I feel like it's just an emotional rant, man. You know, somebody close to you passed, man. At the end of the day, they just real people.
It is.
Too.
It's
you know, they might be celebrities and shit. And, you know, but, you know, it's a touchy subject. You know, I don't know the details around her. I really don't even know the details around her death or whatever and none of that. So, you know, some people just reporting. People just catching wind of what happened and they going to put it out there. People going to talk. That's what, you know, media people do. Media outlets going to report news, whether it be fake news or rumors or actual truth. That's what they going to do. That's what they get paid to do. So, you really can't fault them. It's just T.I.D. just, like, it's a personal situation. You know, it's close to home and people playing. And he felt like people playing with it. Like, a come up. It's not a game to him. You know what I'm saying? And he just hating about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel you.
Right.
Well said, bro. That is.
Okay.
That was definitely well said. All right, we're going to keep this same move.
And R.I.P. the Precious, man.
My bad.
You know what I'm saying? Just real talk.
No doubt. Peace and power.
Right.
Yeah.
Peace and love, man.
No doubt.
True.
All right, E-Dub, we appreciate that, broski. We're going to keep it moving, and we're going to throw it to the good neighbor, Peter Lay the Boss. What's your thoughts on this topic? Because I know you got an opinion on it.
I really don't know, you know, the details around the situation. It kind of just hit me sudden, too. So, like, when I saw it, I didn't click on the link. So I didn't know what he was talking about until later on when I clicked on the link. And like everybody's saying, you know, I fuck with T.I. Tough, man. But, he's in the eye of the public. He's in the eye of the public. You can't stop, you know, if you're in a car accident yourself, you can't stop the people driving by with their phones out recording the situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't
you can't stop everybody. You'd be like, hey, no, put your phone away. I just got to an accident. Stop the phone.
You can't
do that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, God rest her soul, but, I mean, you know, it's like Edub said, it's probably just a tough time over there right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't know much about T.I.'s sister besides, you know, the little stuff I've read and a couple of times I've seen her on the show. So I don't really have, like, you know, an opinion to be like, oh, yeah, she be doing drugs or she don't be doing drugs.
Right.
If it's true, then, hey, you know, it's true. And if it's not true, then just like Dope said, the message that Tip should be sending is, all right, Harvey, I'm about to have you served with these papers if you don't stop fucking with my family. You know what I'm saying? So, like.
Oh, thanks. Sweet baby Jesus. We back. My bad, people. I ain't mean to interrupt, but we back, goddamn it. The background music. Miss Angel 904 off of mute. We still got all the callers, all that's good with the world.
Oh,
go
my
ahead,
bad, y'all.
My bad.
I'm actually out getting drinks. I had the phone on mute the whole time, so I don't know how y'all heard me.
It's all good.
We didn't hear you.
No, we did. Yeah, that's the whole point. We didn't hear you, but it's all good. It's all good. Don't be you worried about it.
And your problem is good.
Up.
Shit, my bad.
You good,
phone,
baby.
I'm muting it again.
I'm up.
You
night,
good, baby.
All right,
yeah.
Hey, just to finish real quick though, it does kind of sound like T.I. and Harvey are not close, but got a substantial rapport built with each other. That's how it seems to me, because that wasn't a threat that T.I. Recorded. You know what I'm saying? That was kind of a like, dang, bro, you let me down, homie. Like.
Right, that's
now we don't
fucking yeah.
Shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I kind of feel like they do know each other like that, and in the same breath, that's why I feel like that shit came down already.
I feel you. That's what's up. And just to reiterate, you know, the original story about T.I.'s sister, and you got to keep in mind, she was an older lady. You know what I'm saying? She was in a car accident, and they saying that she had a heart attack. That's what made her have an accident in the first place. Just for the folks out there who's not aware of the whole story. Peter Lake, that was good, bro. I appreciated everything you said. You know what I'm saying? Salute. We're going to keep this thing moving. Damn sure they ain't got Razor in the building. Mob. Miss Angel, I don't know if you're good like that, baby. You want to chime in or no? It's either way, whatever you want to do, you got it. And I'll take that as an or no. Right, you just
hey, Jit, get that on the shirt.
I just hope she's ready when her gets off. That's all I'm saying. Please be ready then, baby. What's up,
you? Get that on the shirt. Hey, you need to get that on the shirt, Jit. Hey, all the shirt needs to say is or no.
Yo. All right, I'm going to do that.
No.
Coming soon to just closet, man. I'm doing that. Inspired. All right. Ms. Aiden 904 is good. Stay on mute, but get your ass in when your boy come through. Go ahead, DJ Sergeant Rock. You good?
Ah, oh, man.
That's your interview.
I had to laugh at that, man.
I know you had to laugh, bro.
Right.
Ryan, too. That shit Ryan, too.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
I ain't got bars. She's 35.
I know.
Alright, man. You know, lately T.I. has been shooting off his mouth a little bit too much for the public. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about T.I. has been shooting off his mouth. You know what I'm saying? He's involving his people in everybody's business. And see, now he sees what it feels like. You know what I'm saying? He sees what it feels like for the media to be butting in to his business. Now, truth be told, you'll never be able to stop the media. That's period, point blank. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you're not going to stop the media. If you get famous in rapping of athletes or whatever, you know what I'm saying? The media is going to follow you. And what's T.I.'s track record? You know what I'm saying?
The media is following him, right.
The media is following him around, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they hoping they could catch something.
You know what I'm saying? They call some. You know what I'm saying? Precious dying. Now, what I don't understand is ain't nobody seen no doctor's reports to prove that this woman had cocaine in her system. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, if she had cocaine in her system, she just had cocaine in her system. She was a snorthead. But other than that, if she didn't have cocaine in her system, and she wasn't a snorthead, then T.I. needs to put that out there. You know what I'm saying? T.I. needs to put that out there. For real. You know what I'm saying? T.I. needs to put that out there and clarify, you know what I'm saying, the situation. Now, do I agree with what the media did in TMZ? Do I agree? No, I don't agree. But I will tell you this. You know what I'm saying? You know, when it comes to family, you know what I'm saying? Folks don't play by their family. You know what I'm saying? You know, you could be a pothead, you could be a crackhead, you could be whatever, but folks ain't playing by their family. You know what I'm saying? Right. Or a snorthead.
Hey, y'all got to stop today.
I mean,
look, I'm not
that's just
it's
real.
I'm
that's
sorry.
Just real.
First time I ever heard somebody say that shit.
Man, look,
I'm over here dying.
I'm from the South. I'm from the South. We say anything down here. You know what I'm saying?
That shit was funny
we
as fuck.
We say potty.
Yeah.
Right.
She was a snorty.
Okay. Okay, if cocaine was found in her system, she was a snorthead. And didn't nobody know it. You know what I'm saying? Because the media is not going to catch everything that you do. You know what I'm saying? The media is not in your lifestyle 24 hours of the day. So they waited to catch that. You know what I'm saying? If that shit is true. But if that shit is not true, then, you know, T.I. needs to be promoting more of that versus getting the Deltas together and getting everybody together and everybody's supposed to boycott TMZ and all of that. No, you're not going to get that, T.I. I'm sorry, but you're just not going to get that. You know what I'm saying? You can't stop the media, bro. Period. Trill.
100.
Whew.
That was rough to get through. But like, let me say something.
True.
I just want to say, look, Rock, we heard you, you know what I'm saying?
Huh?
When you said that, nigga, that shit, that was so funny, my nigga, I felt fucked out. So that wasn't no disrespect. Excuse me, y'all.
I'm
sorry. I ain't just
y'all good. I know I have a different slang. I know I talk different, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's all good.
Oh man, okay, it's all good, baby.
Are y'all snorting heads out there? You know what I'm saying? Stop
Uh-oh,
snorting.
That's
you know
our special guest of the
True.
Night.
Or no?
Man, let me tell y'all, I discovered this dude months ago. He is an artist from Short Fuse Studios, straight out of the 904, representing that Duval. Dude is fucking fire with his delivery, bars, and presentation as an artist. Brian Hart Radio. Give it up for my boy, Kobe. Hey.
Hey.
Kobe.
What's up?
What happened?
Am I in there?
What's good?
Hey, you in here.
What's
happening,
fam?
What's up?
All right, cool. I just wanted to make sure I ain't never really hit it.
It's all good. You in the matrix, baby.
Nah,
it's Brian Hart Radio. We got you in the
Hey, welcome
tonight.
To the show. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah,
True.
Of course. Well, thank y'all for having me.
You're welcome. So let's get into this interview. After I ask you a few questions, I'm going to turn it over to the team. But like I said, once again, thank you so much for being on Grind Hard Radio tonight. We greatly appreciate you for being on the show. So for people that are new to you or who follow you already, give us a little bit about your background, how you got started in the music industry, and what made you want to get into it.
I really just started making music to kind of vent like my pain and things I was going through as a child, like as a kid, young kid, probably like 11 or 12 and 13, and then it kind of just built from there. I had like a really close friend of mine take me to a real professional studio at a young age, and I kind of just decided from there that this is what like makes me the most happy in life, and I just kept doing it. So
okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Any
that's
upcoming for
up.
I see that you have a lot of music and you've done a lot of, you know, music videos so far. Tell us about your experience as an artist so far and what you're currently working on.
I think in the last year, I definitely took a shift and just started to try to take things more seriously, because I mean, there's always room for improvement, you know, in everything that you're doing. And so I feel like there was room for that, and I really just needed to step up. So we just, me and my team, have a great team of people, you know, working around me constantly. And shout out
definitely
to them. They know
too.
Who they are.
Yeah.
That's
and,
what's up.
But, yeah, we all, you know, I just got more concrete with a good team, and we're just starting to just make more, you know, strategic moves, and I think it's just starting to show. I'm just like, you know, I feel like I'm starting to get ringing around out there, you know, example being on shows like this and stuff. So it's cool to start breaking those barriers, but you know, I definitely got like a long way to go. So I just try to just keep one thing at a time and try to be strategic with it.
No, that's definitely smart of you to be strategic as an artist, because that lets me know that you value yourself. And a lot of these artists nowadays don't really value their craft or value who they are as an artist. So that's commendable. So salute to you. Tell us, so far, how many mixtapes have you put out? Are you still in the newer process? Are you kind of sort of in the new phase, but yet you're kind of a little bit more seasoned? And the reason why I ask that is because if you put out more than one project, I just want to know how was each process of making that project different from the previous
That's
project?
A good question. Good question.
Thank you.
Very detailed. Yeah, very. I don't have any mixtapes out. I just have, single tracks just being dropped every other month, something like that, usually with a visual and yeah, every song to me, I don't really like making music off the whim, you know what I mean? Everyone has different processes, but I have to really feel what I'm making. So, you know, if I'm not feeling it, I'm not about to make it, Jack. Like, we can just cancel.
Exactly.
The session. I'll hit you up.
Tomorrow. I respect that.
So I gotta.
That's what's up.
I do too.
I gotta really. Absolutely. I gotta feel it. So I guess I could say, like, every song in the process of making every song is definitely special in its own. It's different from each one.
That's awesome. And that's how it's supposed to be, because, see, that shows your talent right there. Not every artist is gifted enough to be a chameleon, but you definitely do that, because every time I listen to a song or I look at the way you dress or I look at the visual you put out, it's always something different, like you're telling the story, but you're taking us through your personal journey. So once again,
mm-hmm.
that's really rare
mm-hmm.
to find, you know, in our city of the 904. I mean, I'm not putting my city down, but it is what it is. I give it to people blood raw and straight. But I'm just saying, dude, that's why I don't think you know this, but I told you when we first initially talked, before I hit you back up about this, I told you I found you through Adam and all the other boys at Short Fuse that I know. And when I, like, discovered you, I'm like, damn, this dude is really, really fire. So, dude, salute.
Thank
for real,
you.
For real. And
fire.
Then
I
want to
so
know,
much.
Do you – yeah, you're welcome. I'm definitely a fan of your music. I mean, I just love – I'm all about different – and you're definitely that, but see, you're very polished. You know, even though you're just getting into it, you already have the look. You already, you know what to do. And the fact that you have that guidance and that strong team, that's going to take you really far. So, like I said, it's a rarity. So keep doing what you're doing. Keep your head up for real. And, you know, no matter how much hate you get off of being different, dude, don't let nobody steal your shine, because I already know how people do in our city. And, man, when you're different – and when you have things laid out, dude, you got to keep going because there's going to be a lot of people that try to tear you down. I'm pretty sure you already been through that. So I just want to say salute for being strong, a strong artist in this city.
That's real.
But hell yeah, you already know, Jit. You already know how our city is, man. Like,
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.